Hi, it's Joel, and welcome to Rev Thinking, where I'm sharing all my secrets on how studios, production companies, and yes, agencies can take their businesses to the next level. It's May 16th, and today, Tim Thompson and I are announcing Catalyst, a new program at Promax BDA, the conference.
Welcome to Rev Thinking. Your hosts are Joel Pilger and Tim Thompson. RevThink leverages years of experience and practical wisdom to help owners of top creative studios, so you don't have to choose between following your passion and running your business.
Really big news to share with you today. But first, let me ask you a question. How many of us creatives went to school to learn our craft or learned it from other creatives? But then, you know, when you decide to start your own firm, none of us go out and, you know, say got an MBA in running a creative business. And there was no owner who showed us the way, you know, showed us the ropes. We just started and we just figured it out. But then somewhere down the road, along the way, we start to wonder, how do other firms do it? And am I just reinventing the wheel? Because this is hard. Well, what if I told you that you could be in a room full of your peers, fellow owners, principals, and the like, to engage with top consultants, experts, and influencers in the industry about how to run your business better, both today and for the future? Well, for the first time ever, it's happening next month at the annual Promax BDA conference in New York, and it's called Catalyst. This is where RevThink's Tim Thompson and myself are creating a safe, but no holds barred, space specifically for you and other owners to get real. You know, if TV networks are the heartbeat of Promax BDA, I believe the creative agencies are the lifeblood. The two just go hand in hand. And for our industry to thrive and get better, both need to be healthy. So here today, Tim and I are going to talk about Catalyst, tell you what it is and how it's going to work and why it's just one of these things you can't miss. The first news about Catalyst went out a couple weeks ago from Promax BDA to the membership, and they've already gotten a really fantastic response, which is great. All right, so today let's listen in as Tim and I tell you all about Catalyst and why we're so excited to engage with you at the conference in New York next month.
Yeah, this is pretty exciting. We're basically getting ourselves ready for the program Catalyst that we're launching this year at Promax BDA.
Which I guess I should tell people the backstory, right, on how this came about. That's probably the best introduction to what this thing is and why it's so cool.
Yeah, let's start with you and this conversation you had with Steve that started this ball rolling.
Yeah, so maybe folks in the audience know that for 20 years I ran my own production company, and I have been a super active member of Promax BDA for, I think, gosh, a dozen years maybe. And I, when I was in LA 3 or 4 months ago, I sat down with Steve Kazanjian, who is the president and CEO, and I pitched him, I guess, on an idea, or I had a theory about the way agencies in the Promax BDA world view the organization. And that view was, hey, Steve, you and I both know that the TV networks are really well served and get a lot out of Promax BDA. But if you're an agency owner, you're there for sales, you're there for networking, but it's not a lot more than that. And I just asked him, why is that? And of course, because of his years of running his own agency, Belief.
Right. He knows it firsthand from being the owner of Belief.
Yeah. And they did phenomenal work. And he immediately agreed. He was like, yeah, I totally hear you. And we both just sort of agreed, like, why? Why is that? Isn't there more that Promax BDA could do to serve the agencies? And we both agreed, yeah, let's do something. And that started a conversation now that's been going on for months. And the culmination of that is Catalyst.
Yeah, and it's really great because I think traditionally the Promax BDA conference was a place agencies went to do sales, which is a great service that Promax has done for all these years. But the I love Steve's vision and your conversation you had with him to recognize that there is a large group of agencies that could be represented at one time. And the beginning of a conversation that could reach out and discuss some maybe common practices or issues that agencies might be having. And that started the conversation. And Catalyx has come a few miles away from that original conversation of just the issues that could be discussed to something greater. But what a great kickoff conversation to have with the president of Promax.
Yeah, I mean, Steve totally gets it. You know, we both sort of laughed because when we sort of retold our stories to each other, I was like, you know, Steve, when I was running my agency, I didn't really know what I was doing. I was figuring it out as I went. And when I met Tim, I found somebody who had worked as a consultant in multiple places, multiple companies, you know, for many years. And all of a sudden I was like, how do other people do it? Am I doing it right? And Steve, of course, was like, dude, I had no idea. I didn't know what, you know, cash flow and accounts receivable and, you know, all these legal issues. I didn't know any of that stuff. I just had to figure it out. And I always wondered the same things.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, some of what we do at RevThink and what we like to do together is recognize that this industry is a great industry. And there, if we support the industry as a whole, therefore come alongside agencies and give them some best practices and teach them things and maybe take on some of those burdens with our own experience, that the overall strength of the industry could sustain itself and even grow and have more growth, especially in times of change. And I think a lot of people are recognizing or asking questions of the changes happening in the industry and what's causing those changes or how to react to them. So what a great time to have a conversation.
Yeah. And as I think about my journey, you know, I started having conversations with other owners, you know, more than 10 years ago. And I found so much energy there when I found like-minded agency principals and owners, and we would get together and talk about the things that we were dealing with. And so now we've, you know, in terms of what is Catalyst, I guess we can get to kind of the, you know, the where the rubber hits the road. Catalyst is a program that is unveiling at Promax BDA this year. And the main event is a workshop that's going to be happening on Monday afternoon. It's a 2.5 or so hour interactive setting where we're going to have a room full of agency owners and principals. And you and I are going to be not only speaking, but also bringing in some really top industry guests, influencers, experts, consultants, what have you, and having a conversation about the toughest issues that agencies are facing and how can we thrive in this industry.
Yeah, I like how you said that. I think that the conversations you and I have a sense of responsibility that our job is to, what we've been saying, is curate the conversation, make sure we have the right people in the room and guiding a conversation in such a way that we could begin talking through different topics and ideas. And then I think the goal that you and I have in bringing in the other speakers and participating in conversations with the rest of the participants is to begin rolling this ball down the road and talking about big picture items, how to cover the bases on a day-to-day level, and then how to grow and evolve and change a business as the industry changes or technology changes within the industry.
So, Tim, I'm going to pretend I'm an owner out there. I'm listening to this and going, well, that sounds cool. I go to Promax every year. I run my own studio. What am I going to get out of this thing? Like, is it, you know, are you just going to get up and deliver a, you know, a PowerPoint all about how to, manage my cash flow?
I hope not. No, not at all. Some of the journey that you and I have been on and being consultants to this industry is recognizing and truly using the words coming alongside agency owners. So listening to them and knowing there's something real in their business that makes them competitive or allows them to be creative and not changing that part or not, really building that up and keeping that intact. And then in a way, what we like to be is the catalyst, the other element that comes alongside and maybe helps that one element, that core element, develop without changing that core element. So that idea of the word catalyst is really what we want this conversation to be. There are good things that are strong and healthy, core elements that we don't want change. And then we want to add a catalyst to that process to see what the evolution and change might be within it without affecting that core. So the conversation and the guest speakers that we have, the dialogue and any material we have is really just the beginning of that stirring in the catalyst, stirring in that process to see what is there and what is real and what is strong and how we can build it up and make it great.
Yeah, some of the questions that are on my mind, I think, as I think of people out there listening, is like, okay, as an agency principal, what are my competitors? Do they know something that I don't? Because, man, this is really hard. This is confusing. Or how can I do more than just react to the changes? How can I get ahead of the changes in the industry? And, you know, are there experts out there who actually really understand this industry?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, the industry in the last 20 years I've been part of it has had different seasons of growth and change. And the one that took place maybe 10 years ago when a lot of smaller agencies and production companies started coming into the fold, each company was doing something their own way. Because there wasn't really any main resource to draw from. And the fact that people, two guys and two Macintoshes could get an account and start doing some work was a reality to that industry. It's moved on since then. And those early agency or young agency owners are now matured and developed. And they want to know, how do I keep this going? Or how do I get out of that rat race that I started my company with? And can I build it into something that's greater? Turn it from really a job into a business that they own and maybe possibly even an asset.
Yes, which is a very exciting question. And that sort of leads me to ask the question, who are some of the people other than you and I that are going to be on stage and having these conversations with this room full of owners and principals?
Well, that's a beautiful segue there, Joel, because...
Thanks.
So... Monday afternoon, besides you and I, Steve is the president of Promax, is going to start us off and be able to kind of lay the groundwork for what the Catalyst is and his vision for Catalyst. So we appreciate him coming and doing that. In addition to Steve, we've also invited Tricia Melton. And Tricia Melton was a former SVP at Turner and is now consultant to the TV networks. What I like about what Tricia can bring into the conversation is she could begin to talk about what you and I've been talking about is the new value, recognizing that because the playing field and the operations and the employees at the TV networks have changed, the outside agencies now have an opportunity to bring new value into the industry. But to be clear, new value is not new services. So she's not going to come and talk about how everyone should be an editorial company or everyone should be a web company. What we're looking forward to her conversation is to basically open the opportunities up. And then each agency should be able to think and develop their own angle at what that might be for them.
One of the other guys that we're bringing in is Garib Shamus, who's, I guess, kind of known as a pop culture influencer, venture capitalist at Soho Capital Partners. But you met with Garib and thought he would be a great guest for the workshop. So tell us a little bit about Garib.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of great things that Garib brings to the table. Back in the early days of Comic-Con was one of the great influencers. He had a magazine called Wizard Magazine, which later became called Wizard Entertainment. And after recognizing the opportunities that the San Diego Comic-Con was bringing, he actually began developing Comic-Cons all over the U.S. So either created Comic-Cons or purchased them. And he was the catalyst, the changing point of that industry. So in his own right, he saw an industry evolve and change and do something with it.
Right. So what can he tell us?
So beyond his own story of what it means to be someone inside that agency and agency playing field, a business owner, and what it means to go through it, he was able to evolve and change and create what you and I've been saying is an asset. He created his own asset. He turned a job into a company and into an asset. And that evolution of a career from one to another is a great thing to learn from.
Well, especially for the people in this in Catalyst, that's going to be obviously a very intriguing notion to everybody in that room.
Yeah, without a doubt. And then beyond that, he's taken that opportunity and now started a venture capital company. And he and his partners are looking for and investing in agencies similar to those that are in the room. So there's a real opportunity to have direct conversation with a venture capitalist on what's a possibility, opportunity that companies could look forward to in the current market.
Well, I love that because I know almost every owner that I've befriended over the years, we would sit down and ask each other, would anybody ever be interested in buying my company? And we would always shake our heads like, no, that could never happen. So it's going to be really interesting to get a different perspective on that because that's obviously not always the case.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think that's the mystery conversation we're all waiting to have, that someday maybe our company is worth something to someone else. And the beginning of that dialogue or the beginning of that conversation with someone like Garib is a great opportunity to work something out, to talk to someone directly about what opportunities there are, and even more clearly, what an venture capitalist might be looking for.
Yeah. I mean, how interesting is that? So that's going to round out the workshop, and that will, of course, segue into Monday night, the executive member party, which is going to be great. Looking forward to seeing a lot of people there. In addition to this workshop that's going to happen on Monday, each day, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we'll have these two coffee hours bringing in other experts, even people from the client side, other people who have run agencies before, and maybe someone who sold an agency.
There's a lot of opportunity to engage and ask questions or throw a bunch of what ifs or, hey, I heard this in the last session. Do we really think that's relevant or what would that mean for me?
Yeah.
The real idea of the experts that we're bringing in are someone with experience. So one of the ones that come to mind is Will Travis. I think he's scheduled for Tuesday morning or Tuesday afternoon with us.
Right.
And Will works with Sid Lee, but also Will has his own journey through Attic and the companies he's been part of. And Sid Lee and the group that he's part of with the Sid Lee group is really growing and developing in our industry as well. So to hear someone else's story or recognize, again, a new value conversation, what's happening in the industry, see how it fits for an agency owner would be great.
I love Will because his story with Attic alone makes him somebody that I want to hear from and get his perspective. But then his journey since then has been absolutely unbelievable. And I think a lot of people look up to him.
Sure.
Some other people that I've been talking to that I'm looking forward to during the coffee hours. One is Andy Baker, who is an SVP at National Geographic Channel. Now, Andy is a client. Now, why would he be somebody really fascinating to have a coffee chat around? Well, Andy he runs a blog called The Client Blog, and he's become a voice and an expert coming from the client side, but speaking candidly and openly about what it's like to engage agencies, what that workflow and collaboration looks like. And he just has a lot of strong and cool opinions about how agencies in this space can work and work better with TV networks.
Yeah, Joel, I agree. He's a great person to bring in the conversation. The opportunity to just ask direct questions to a client and to know or even process ideas, that smaller coffee hour group is going to allow for more of those direct conversations, more specific ideas, even processing through some of the ideas that agency owners have. It would be a great opportunity to begin talking and developing new ideas.
And another guy that I'm really excited about is Michael Waldron. He's potentially a household name that a lot of owners might know. Michael, back in the day, ran an agency of his own called Nailgun, based in Manhattan. And Nailgun was really successful, but it went through the trials and tribulations that a lot of us owners have been through. And Michael has since, he sold his interest in that agency, and he's now an SVP at Nickelodeon and TV Land. So he's now on the client side, and he's got that fantastic perspective of, hey, I used to be an owner and now I'm on the client side. I can give you my two cents on not only, you know, what I learned, but what I've learned now from being on the other side of the table. So, you know, that's going to be a great conversation.
Yeah, I think Michael has a great story. And, you know, some of what I like about the biographies and business books I read are hearing people's real life issues and how they got through some of them stage by stage. So in its original form, the conversation you had with Steve and talking about best practices and continually developing new ideas or new practices, Michael would be a great one to listen to and understand how those play out in a business in one of the agencies in our industry.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool. I'm so excited and proud, not only that Promax BDA is stepping up and really upping their game in terms of how they serve the agencies. But also, of course, thrilled that I get to play a part in this story. It's something really cool. And of course, Catalyst, you know, is right now a workshop, and it's these coffee hours that are going to happen at the conference. But we're very open to where does this go next? You know, after the conference, then what? So I'm really going to be curious to hear the feedback from people at the conference, what they've learned, what they got out of it, and where we go from here.
Yeah, Joel, I agree with you. I think I feel very blessed to be able to take this opportunity that Promax is giving us to work alongside you and Steve and really thinking about what's at the heart of revolution thinking. At RevThink, we've spent many years supporting and developing this industry into something that can be strong and healthy, to recognize the title changes that come within the industry, and developing and supporting and teaching best practices to keep the agency strong, viable, sustainable. And we love that work. It's we feel very lucky to be part of that. And it's nice to have Promax behind that effort and that mission.
What a perfect way to wrap up. Let's go make our industry stronger. Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, Joel. It's good to spend some time with you across the world.
Awesome. Okay, until next time. We'll see you guys at Promax.
Thanks for listening to RevThinking. For more insights on running your creative studio or to ask us a question, visit revthink.com. We'd love to hear from you.
I want to tell you about a place to connect that you might not know about. It's our online community called Rev Community. It's a great place to get to know other creative business owners like yourself, to share some thought leadership and read other encouragement, to be challenged in this new marketplace, new technology, ideas, economic trends. And it's a place to research. Check out many of the resources we have online, our videos, and of course, this podcast. Join us today at revthink.com/community. If you're a creative studio owner, feel free to join us today at revthink.com/community. I look forward to seeing you there.